Chapter 2. Innocence Lost. My parents, Bob and Jeannie West, welcomed me into the world at 4:16 a.m., Tuesday, October 21st, 1975, at St. Mary's Hospital in Port Arthur, Texas. Also waiting at the hospital was my older brother, Brandon. Our family would be complete 5 years later, when my brother Grayson was born. My hometown is a petrochemical giant. By far the largest employer in the area, the refineries made Port Arthur a company town. In its heyday, it was a thriving city on the Gulf Coast. The Port Arthur News, the newspaper where my father has written for over 40 years, used to be a decent-sized paper for a decent-sized town. My father has helped hold up the subscribership for years with his witty, on-point sports columns and commentary, along with his semi-famous I Beat Bob West contest. He has spent a lifetime building up his name and reputation in a profession where there are few dinosaurs like him left. Above all, he is known for being bold and fair. Like when in 1971, he and my late godfather, Bill Maddox, decided to defy the local rules, which said a black athlete does not belong on the front page of the football schoolboy preview that comes out every August. Their decision to run with Joe Washington Jr., an All-American running back from the all-black school, Port Arthur Lincoln, outraged many in Port Arthur and Southeast Texas. Washington went on to play at Oklahoma University and had a solid 11-year career in the NFL with the Chargers, Colts, Redskins, and Falcons. My father still has a box full of all the hate mail he received for taking that against-the-grain approach. Dad didn't go through it alone. My mother, a home economics teacher, went to work at Charlton Pollard High School in the south end of Beaumont in 1968. That was one of the all-black campuses. Remember, this is before forced integration in Texas. It was also where Coach Willie Ray Smith and his wife, Georgia Smith, were employed. The connection with the Smith family was a bond forged in courage and timing. Coach and Mrs. Smith had three boys, Willie Ray Jr., Bubba, and Toady. The last two of them went on to play in the NFL. Bubba was also well known as an actor after his playing days. As a coach at an all-black school, Coach Smith recognized immediately the rare bird my father was, a white sports writer in Southeast Texas who was willing to give coverage to the best players, regardless of their race. The black communities in Southeast Texas welcomed my parents with open arms, inviting them into their homes and their lives. My parents raised us with the principle that our founding fathers wrote about but did not always practice. All men and women are created equal. We grew up without prejudice, xenophobia, or fear of people and cultures that were different than ours. My hometown was a melting pot of many races, cultures, and ethnicities. I would not trade growing up in Port Arthur with anybody else's experience. Having a sports writer father and all the extra exposure to sports it provided wasn't a guarantee I would be good at sports. I wasn't, at first. Just like my mother being a registered nurse.